Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. You're welcome to the show there. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike, the host of the program, along with Rob and Oscar, and we're here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And normally Wednesday is our birthday segment. We do intend to bring that to you shortly. But before we do, I wanted to spotlight one particular birthday.
Of course.
It is the 95th birthday of my mamo, who is 95 today. We're going to call her in just a second for a very, very brief call. I wanted to share one of the things she shared with me is that they have a little in-house newsletter at the home, the old age home.
Oh, nice.
She hates it when I call it that. It's her assisted. Well, yeah, don't we create names for things in America?
Sure.
Assisted living facility. She's living in her own apartment, so she's really not in a nursing home. She's
right.
In her own apartment at an assisted living facility.
Actually, I've actually looked and done some research. The thing it's closest to, if you remember the show Three's Company,
yeah.
It's a lot like that. There's a lot
exactly
of swinging singles.
Except sure. No Mr. Furley.
No. It's
no
more
Mr. Furley.
Lots of Mr. Ropers.
Mr. Ropers floating around everywhere. So they've got an in-house newsletter, and there is
great
a
for
community
show prep.
A community of elderly folk that are quite literate and do a lot of writing. And so my mom, who always fancied herself as a Rob, it's not drinking. Thank you.
There is some drinking there, too, though.
Well, it's interesting you mention that because she submitted and she has been published multiple times with teeny tiny little short stories. These are little Billy Burbs. You can see it. I'm holding it in one hand.
Oh,
it's
cool.
One page. And this is her most recent that was published up there. And I will share that. This is their local in-house newspaper. And this is by Mary O'Mara. Here we go. This is her little story. Over the years, my husband and I entertained frequently. In those days, we were not wine drinkers, so dinner parties consisted of cocktails before and liqueur after.
Nice.
Due to the vast variety of our friends' tastes, we maintained a substantial liquor supply in one of our lower kitchen cabinets. Many years after Bill's death, that's my father,
uh-huh,
I decided to clear the cabinet of all the bottles containing the dregs left behind. So, placing two cushions on the floor, I knelt down and proceeded to pull out the bottles one by one. The thought then occurred to me that I needed something to put them in. As I tried to get up, my legs would not cooperate. At the time, I was wearing a life call device. However, as I considered using it, I realized what the scene would be when help arrived. This old lady on the floor, surrounded by liquor bottles.
Wow.
Quote, no wonder she can't get up. At this thought, the adrenaline surged, and I sprang to my feet, shoving the bottles back for my daughter to take care of on another day by Mary O'Mara.
Let's give the ice.
Let's give the 95-year-old author a call right now.
Now, do they get money when they submit, like in Life in the United States and Reader's Digest?
Sure. Yeah, they get paid by the word.
$250. No, that's great.
Yes.
It's a good story.
Special day.
They get paid in silver dollars.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mrs. O'Mara. Happy birthday to you. Hi, Mom.
Thank you, fellas, but don't quit your day job, okay?
No. Here she is, 95 years young today, fresh off her whirlwind birthday weekend up in Boston. Mom, I had to call you on the show. I just shared for the whole class the wonderful little story that you had published in your newsletter up there at the old age home. And it was.
Yeah, please don't call it the old age home.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Mike, come on.
The assisted living facility. And it was really funny, and it got a big laugh here. And I just wanted to call. I know we've all had our birthday weekend, and we had our gifts and everything else, and you got a chance to see your grandson. But I wanted to say on behalf of the boys, happy birthday from all of us on the show. We're thrilled, and we're so glad to still have you with us. We really are. Oh, no. She's gone.
You spoke too soon.
Uh-oh. Did she leave?
Oh, my God.
No,
I don't know what happened.
I'm still on the line.
Oh, my God. What happened? No. Mom? Mom, are you there?
We should call her back.
Why don't you guys talk to her? See if you can get her, because she might be hearing you and
I. Mrs. O'Mara?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Well, Mike, I thought... I don't think what you were saying was boring enough to merit that. I thought... I mean, it was a little drawn out, but...
You know, here it is again. Yeah. SKYPE, the
Your
worst
phone
technology.
Has been forwarded to an automatic.
There it is.
No, maybe her phone ran out of battery.
Could be.
No. She doesn't sit there with a phone lying on the floor. It's right in the
charger.
Does
she charge it at all times?
Yes, I see where it is.
Mike, is it a landline?
It's a
old
landline.
Old people love landlines.
They love landlines.
With
a cord. She's got a landline.
Oh, yeah.
The old
see
cordless.
What's happening here.
We got to find her now.
God damn it.
We're on a mission.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Yeah.
Well, didn't she have an appointment with Saul Goodman today?
Oh, better call
Elder
Saul.
Care. Elder law.
She was there. She was there, and it's Skype.
Oh,
and it's
man.
Always Skype. Is it,
always
it not
is.
Always Skype?
It always
it's
is.
Always Skype.
Mike, let me try one more time, but we have to find her. You might have to try calling her from
this
your cell
two
phone.
2 days yeah. in a row, fellas. I'm beginning to get a little worn out by technical BS.
I know.
Right. Show.
With you.
Your call has been forwarded to an
automatic. You know what? That sounds to me like the phone has either been turned off or it's on charge.
Or it's dead, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because otherwise, she would just be waiting for the long silence.
Yeah.
We had her.
I know.
We had her.
Yeah. I call her all the time. It's not like it ever happened.
I had so many questions lined up.
And you know what? I was going to thank her on behalf of a grateful nation. For giving us Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, absolutely. It was going to be a nice, sweet, tender, effing moment, and now it's
gone. No, it was tender.
Huh?
It was tender.
It was not tender. It sucked. It Skyped. That's what happened.
Now,
Skype.
What if she comes back and says, honey, I'm so sorry. My cordless phone ran out of battery.
Then I will apologize to the shitty engineers at Skype. That's what I will do. I will apologize to the people that got all of the money with none of the details sweated. That's what I will do. I will apologize to the company that controls it all because nobody had the industry to come up with something that's even better, which is I've never seen a company more ripe for picking them off than this company.
Is Skype owned by Microsoft now?
No, it's owned by Wegmans. Did you know that?
Hold on a second. Let's see one more time.
One more,
just to see if there's some juice.
Yeah. Jesus. That's right. Is the juice worth the squeeze, Oscar?
I think it is.
I do too.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, man.
No, there's, you know what? I do believe this is on her end. This is
maybe
her
she's
phone.
A chatty Cathy and she's only allotted a certain amount of minutes a month.
Or maybe she's talking on the other line to chatty Cathy.
Or
Chatty
somebody
Cathy
called.
O'Mara.
I don't know what happened.
Do you mind if just during? I don't want to distract you because when you're conducting, when you're doing the show,
yes.
I don't want to take away from the magic that is this program.
The magic once again, day two has been literally sucked out of my body.
Oh,
I've had
no.
2 days in a row of little vignettes. I get all excited to share this with my pals, Rob and Oscar, and I come in, and because of technical issues, once again, it's turned.
There
to,
is
to
one
garbage.
Common thread.
What's that?
They're both, every time we've had a problem, the vignettes have something to do with his family.
That's true.
Right?
Mm. So maybe that's
it's
God
almost,
telling
it's
me that I shouldn't
cursed.
Have anything to do.
Yeah.
And also,
cursed.
Does this, the magic being gone, and I don't want to get too inside
Man,
here.
I don't have much left. Do you know that? I really don't have
oh,
much
Mike,
left.
You have so
All
much
I
left.
Have left is doing a little something for my family, and it's and this isn't for my family, this is for me. This was calling my 95-year-old mom, and I don't know what the F is happening on the end there. It's,
does it have anything to do with the way the pre-call to your mom ended?
When I said I love you and then she hung up?
Yeah, then there was another quick disconnect.
It did explain a lot.
It did. Because, you know, I
now
get
I'm, to be honest with you, 95, I'm a little worried.
No,
Mike,
no.
I'm continuing to call while the show progresses. And if I'm getting a busy signal or a disconnected signal from my actual phone,
right.
then it's not a Skype issue. So I think her phone is actually disconnected or the battery has been drained.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Did you remember to pay the bill?
I was sitting in her room with her over the weekend in her apartment. And
right.
she was sitting there and she got phone calls when I was in there. She gets done with the phone call and she places it back in the cradle. It sits in a cradle. There is no dead battery issue with this phone. Now,
yeah.
Is it by some miracle, the one time we called, that the phone disconnects? That could be it. I mean, and I've also called on my own phone as well.
Mike, you should also not worry because if something did happen, we would have heard it.
This
and
is true.
And
we have an open line.
If she did hang up, the phone would be ringing right now.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So all right, well, let's start the other birthday, shall we? Let's start the other birthday.
Let's switch gears.
Yeah. All right, now.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you,
yeah.
It's all about you. It's not about me. It's all about you. Now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Matt Prisner's 37, and he says he's not too old. Keep thinking that. All right. Marlena Wilson.
Marlena,
like the old girlfriend of Jack Kent Cook. Happy 58th birthday, Mike Wilson. Marlena Wilson, colon, happy 58th birthday. Okay, that's hers.
Right.
Mike Wilson, colon. Oh, we're doing it that way now. Fine. Mike Wilson, colon, happy 58th birthday, period. Mike and Marlena Wilson, colon, happy 24th anniversary, period. Anything else we can announce for you? So that's one family. That's why you did it that way?
Yeah, because I'm pissed
at you.
You and
I write differently. You write. You actually write the way you're probably supposed to, with colons. I like the dot, dot, dot.
The ellipsis.
On the bottom.
Whimsy.
I use the ellipsis, yeah. That. As a matter of fact,
that indicates the pause. Colons up the ass. Birthday wishes.
Yeah, you know, Mike, technically you're right.
I don't even
everybody's,
know what a colon means.
Yes, favorite box teacher.
Just kidding.
That is to say, she doesn't teach boxes. See the dot, dot, dot there? See how this works?
Yeah.
She's a teacher that's box.
Ooh,
I paused properly there. In any case, her name is Judy Wilcox Blosser, and her husband is a procrastinator. Oh, what a shame. Happy Tuesday birthday to Mike Sheinberg, who shares his birthday with Tony Romo and Queen Elizabeth. Did the Sheinberg family put that in there, or did you?
Apparently, the Sheinberg deal, Mike's deal, is when he wishes happy birthday to people, he always says what celebrities they share their birthday with. So to give him grief, they asked me to include that.
He would like a few words from Mike Ehrmantraut. Well, Mike Sheinberg. You know, Mike Sheinberg, you're never going to be an NFL quarterback. And you're never going to be the Queen of England. All right, Mike Sheinberg, have you gotten that through your thick skull? And Mike O'Mara is never going to speak to his mother again.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Moving right along.
Yes.
Gabby and Danielle Rodriguez. Hey, there's a couple of great names. Boy, they blend well together. It's the Gabby and Danielle Show. They turned 8 and 17, respectively, on April 4th and 11th, respectively. Their dad, Daniel, had a... Were you snorting cocaine last night? I'm just kind of the way...
You've never written them like this before. I write
you
them
have
the
never
same
written
way
them like this before.
You are in a negative space,
their
and
dad,
you're taking
no,
it out on
no,
my punctuation.
No, they're, no,
not
you,
fair.
You don't know. You're all
perfect.
Over the place.
This is perfect.
You have more. You put more punctuation in here than I have ever seen before.
He just came from college.
And two respectivelys.
Yeah, it's comedic pacing.
Thank you. Oh, that's right. Okay, Milton. Their dad, Daniel, had a birthday on the 14th, and he's getting the bonus package. Well, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
I have been reading all over the Stephen Douglas McIntyre fan page about bonus packages. It's so much fun. Thanks, Stephen, for those great polls. A wise
Mike,
man, Guido Rodriguez.
I can take care of those if you want.
What's that?
I can take care of those
I don't think you have
you
the
want.
Power. We've discussed that before. Milestone birthday.
I do have the power.
Oh, do you really? Oh,
yes.
Good. All right. Milestone birthday.
Be careful.
For Sydney Mayers. She's now 18 and makes her mom proud every day. Well, that's very sweet. Super duper P1 Stephanie Matulich. Oh, you see her. Matulich.
Yes.
Sorry. It's Stephanie Matulich, always on the Facebook. Observed her birthday last week and wanted to thank all of the TMOS Nation who showered her with Facebook love and affection, especially Oscar Santana, who was the first to greet her that morning, and Rob, who did not cut and paste unless he called everyone Steph that day. And Mike O'Mara is not listed here, which would indicate perhaps I neglected
you're
to
not
say
a birthday,
happy birthday
guy, Mike. You know, you have too much going on.
And you know what? Wishing her happy birthday right now.
Yes, I am. That's fantastic.
This is what counts. Yeah.
Sam Hellman, I love his mayonnaise.
The best.
He turned 26. He turns 26 tomorrow, and he will be surrounded by Yankee fans. He lives in Edison, New Jersey, you see. Can Baltimore Billy advise him on how to deal with such a rude fan base? Unfortunately, he can't.
Oh, that's sad.
Sorry. Jim Stark is about to be 54, and he loves when Mike talks about the Chubbucks. But what he really wants to hear is Mike talk up a record as Jim Elliott. We're kind of sliding back into what we used to do, but you can't offer that to me and have me not do it.
I thought, you know what? Sometimes the voices I pass, but I thought you might like this one. You want to go with it?
Sure, absolutely.
12-second intro on this, Mike. Very good.
WAVA. Power 105 WAVA. Hi, this is Jim Elliott. How you doing today? Hey, look, I see a garbage can next to me. Looks like pizza. I'll reach in and have myself a big old slice.
What? Now, there's always that little delay, and I always forget if
you killed it.
If it's early or late.
You nailed it.
Better than Jim would have.
Get ready for this one. Our girl Merle Rogers. Boy, lots of P1s getting birthdays today. She had a birthday this past Sunday, and she would like to hear from Larry King. But wait, Pony Boy as Larry King.
What?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we go to Virginia Beach. Go.
Good morning. What's her name again?
Merle Rogers. Merle.
Are you listening to another show?
Way to focus on the show, though. It's Merle Rogers. Go ahead, Larry.
How are you doing, Merle? I hope you're having a wonderful birthday today. You know, birthdays are a wonderful thing. You get to eat cake, and you get to see your friends. Have a great day.
Worth it. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I believe we're going to go to that well more often. I do dig me the pony impressions. Friday marks the birthday of our beloved Cappy Pfeiffer.
Yay, Cappy!
Oh, wow.
Her needs are simple. Just a plain birthday greeting from Jack Cassidy with his son David singing I Think I Love You in the background. That's all she desires.
Is that really all you desire? Well, let me just say, we are once again naming our studio the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio. That's right, Cappy. Your needs are simple. You are a wonderful red-haired vixen out there in Northern California. Jack Cassidy! Hey, Jack. Cappy, darling, I know you don't smoke cigarettes, and if you ever do take up the habit, I will urge you at this stage of your life never to sit in a recliner and fall asleep, because then you will turn into barbecue. Thank you, just like I did, Jack Cassidy.
To all the lovely Pfeiffers.
What? You're interrupting Jack Cassidy and it's Cappy Pfeiffer. What do you wish to say?
You know, she also has to be careful with her birthday candles. He'll get it every time.
That's right. But I will say once again, Cappy, have a wonderful birthday. We all love you at TMOS. We wouldn't be here without you, Jack Cassidy. I think I love you.
Thank you. Nice. Dan Stovall writes, I recently saw Patton Oswalt at the L.A. Times Festival of Books signing his new book. I'll start again. I recently saw Patton Oswalt at the L.A. Times Festival of Books, signing his new book, which is about his addiction to old-timey movies. As he was signing my book, I asked him if he could beat Rob Spiewak at movie trivia. He asked me to repeat what I had just said, and as I said the name again, a smile broke out on his face. He said he didn't know if he could beat you, but would love to be on the show soon so we could find out.
Well, nice, isn't it?
That's sweet.
Then perhaps when your shows in D.C. are sold out, you will come on the show.
The acknowledgement is kind.
Hey, guys, I've loved the show since its inception because I love that I get some funny every time. I was shocked to realize I was one of the 98% that listened to the show every day without subscribing to the bonus shows. I bought my subscription after Mike's pep talk. My birthday is Saturday, April 25th, and I would love to hear the dueling Michael McDonald's because we haven't heard from them in a while. Love the show, and thanks to Pony Boy for helping me via email with my bonus show app issue. Keep up the funny. Thanks to all of you. Dave Holcamp, and yes. Let's do it for Dave Holcamp, because he was nice and he bought the bonus shows. We'll give him a little of the Michael McDonald. Sending this out to Mary O'Mara in somewhere in Massachusetts, where perhaps she's lying on the floor. I have no idea right now, but I do hope we are at some point able to reach her. Unbelievable. You know, you only do 95 years. How often? When's that going to happen?
She comes over.
Went longer than I thought.
I still love it.
And finally, Tuesday marked the 56th birthday of, my good friend, Alan Wentzel, American University class of 81, and a true funny man.
Yes.
He has a concern. He'd like to friend Carla O'Mara on Facebook, but he is hesitant to do so. Because he thinks it might be creepy for someone his age
to befriend a woman so many years younger. You ass Wenzel. Please advise. Start the show, you humpberry.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, you.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, I'm Sadie's mom.
Sadie,
the one you chat with on the internet?
Nah, man, that ain't me.
Well, it was you. I saw your picture. Did you make a hot list and not put Sadie on the hot list?
She was not on my list, no.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make my own hot list. And you know what? You're on the not hot list. How does that feel?
Doesn't bother me. I'm comfortable the way I am.
Maybe you shouldn't be so comfortable with yourself. You know why? You look like a miniature Tom Petty. How's that feel? Huh? You think that haircut's cool? It's not. Looks like you put your Justin Bieber wig on backwards. You still comfortable with yourself? Why are you wearing a tank top? Huh? So you can show off your little bald pits, you little hairless wonder. So next time you think about writing something nasty on my daughter's Facebook page, just remember me. I will come down here and I will f*** you up. Okay. Hey. Are you crying?
Just let me go.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not in my right head.
I understand. My mom's going through menopause, too. It's a hard time.
What'd you say?
You're going through menopause?
I'm not going through menopause. I'm not going to go through menopause for like 20 years. I'm pregnant, you little bitch. God damn it! God damn it!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, so do you. I have to tell you a story. I'm up in Boston over the weekend, and I did not bring my Harry's razor.
Come on.
I was freaked out. I truly, truly was. I was really, really, really freaked. And there's nothing there, and I don't want to go down to my sister and borrow something from Paul. I just didn't want to do that. We're in our little room there, and I say, Carla, what do you have? She says, yes, I have one. I have it for my legs. That's just the, you know, I think every man in the world that's married has done this. But I will tell you, I have never missed a product more in my life. This morning, when that smooth razor glided across my chin, it was just an incredible feeling. They're the best. And the greatest thing is, they're the most cost-effective thing you can ever see. Go to the drugstore, check out the blades prices there, and then go to Harry's. Don't be a fool this April. Stop getting tricked by the big-name razor companies. You don't need to pay an arm and a leg. All you need is Harry's. Harry's puts nearly a century of shaving experience into each blade for a superior shave every time, and at half the price of those big-name brands. The average shaver spends $300 a year on blades. Why not cut that in half with Harry's? Try it, and you'll be a Harry's guy for life. With extra dough in your pocket, you can get $5 off your first purchase with our code TMOS. That means the starter set is only $10. You'll get the razor, three blades, and a bottle of shaving cream, all sent straight to your door with no middleman and free shipping. And as always, your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed or your money back. Go to Harry's.com right now. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off your first order of a starter set. That's right, the code TMOS. You get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harry's.com and the TMOS code at checkout, and change the way you shave forever.
Great.
And, it's always, always a little disconcerting when someone is 95.
Sure.
And you've made, Oscar has been making continuous efforts to get through.
Yes.
And the call ended and she's vapor. It's gone. We have no idea what's happening.
I'm getting the busy signal just to let the listeners know. I think, is there a secondary number I could call?
No.
Yeah, no,
it's
no.
Okay. 95. There's one. It's a hard line with a wooden box. That's okay. What it is.
Oh, the crank on the side?
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, I don't want to go so far as to call my sister, you know, and say
send her
that,
over.
But, you know,
Mike,
man,
I'll periodically call during the show, and I imagine by the end of the program we'll have some resolution.
Well, it's not, you know, this isn't like when how we're far giving is a Kathy prize to a listener.
How far is Kathy from the place?
You mean walking?
No, I mean just.
Well, that's what they do. You know, I'm fresh off that that trip up to Beantown.
Sure.
And I really, my sister, I said this to her at one point. I said when we were visiting over the weekend, I said, you don't live in a home. You have a treadmill and a Stairmaster. They live in a brownstone in Back Bay, Boston. Very, very nice home. Very desirable home.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice part of the city. Very cool. But it is vertical. It is straight up. There are small areas that start on the bottom floor and go up to the third floor.
Is it because of the price of the real estate? They have to go up because they can't spread out, right?
They've been around since the 1800s. So, I mean, these places have been around
that old.
A million years. They really have. And it's just, I don't know. My sister is 7 years older than I am. And I realized when I was on my second or third day, and I was walking back from a Red Sox game with Paul at a pace that, you know, where I really, at one point, I didn't want to embarrass myself, but at one point I simply wanted to stop, lean up against a light post and go, why did you just run? Why don't you just run? What the F are we even, why are we even calling this walking? Because we're not walking. And it was, they walk everywhere.
How far from there to the stadium, to Fenway?
2 miles.
Okay, that's a pretty good hike.
2 miles, 2 miles to the game, 2 miles back. Now, the 2 miles to the game was with my cousin Ben, my cousin Sam. These are my cousin Teddy's sons.
Right.
I think I call them cousin. I'd love to call them nephews.
Do it.
And my nephew, Mike, and their friend, Nick. So we got the four guys, and it's kind of a chat fest. And Ben is kind of relaxed, but really thinking about the marathon.
Sure, he's run, really, yeah.
And we're just strolling over there, and we're having conversations. And, you know, I talk to Sam for a bit. Then I drop back. I talk to Ben for a bit. Paul's talking to Mike. Everybody's at this. Then on the way back, it's just my brother-in-law, my unbelievably fit brother-in-law, who runs every day and bicycles and I know, and look, my whole family up there, it's all this whole fitness thing, and I respect it. I respect it, and I know that they've been doing it for a long time. I also think, and I didn't say this to any of them because I didn't have the guts, but I'll say it here on my own show, I think, you know, they're not getting any younger, and perhaps the speeds have increased a little bit due to the fear of death.
I think
that's perhaps speeds are beginning to increase.
Looked behind them, they'd see a man in a robe with a sign, and that's why the pace is picked up.
The salmon moose. But anyway, you know, it's a Monty Python reference for any of you that watch that. So it was, it's one thing, they walk everywhere.
Yeah.
There's a shopping center to go over to where the marathon was. We kind of cut through that. Kathy likes to say it's a 5 minute walk, or it's a 10 minute walk, or it's a 15 minute walk. I really like to break it down in heart palpitations.
Sure.
That's how I really like to do that. But I walked everywhere, and at the end of the week, I felt as though I had been in a mini little partially boot camp.
I
used to stroll 1 mile
right
here in the morning. That used to be my power walk, and you know, I occasionally would put it on that app on my Facebook page so people would see my glacial mile that
sure.
I would walk, and it was a long, ridiculously long pace. And so now, you know, I'm down to a little over 18 minutes for a mile, and that's fine for me.
It's not bad.
May it continue to go down.
Not bad if you're in elementary school.
But yeah, I know. Yeah,
and maybe in a specialized area of the elementary school.
Yeah.
Maybe a class that helps focus on certain aspects.
Kids wear helmets.
That not all the students go to.
Well, I'll tell you about, you know, we'll take a break. I'll come back and I will tell you about my exercise regimen and how Mrs. O'Mara humors me when we're out there. We'll take a break. Come back. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Happy birthday, Mama. Hope we get in touch with you. It's killing me right now. I want a girl with
the mind. Do you talk C++?
Do I?
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
Yes, I do.
It's classic. Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
New show this week, dropped yesterday. A lot of fun.
Hey, pal, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Did you dog paddle through the quicksand that is the audiobook at all? Have you finished that?
Which audiobook?
The recording of our wires?
Oh, yeah. I talked to Rob about it yesterday. We're almost at the finish line. I need his help.
You know what's really great about that promo? And I really had a chance to listen to it now that it's been on the air for 4 years. The best part is there's obviously a renewed energy at the end when they tag it. Because they sort of lose it when Todd says, "What will we be talking about?" There's a slight derailment, and then Oscar comes back with, "Entertainment! Yeah!" There's obviously two takes spliced together.
Look, we're not cake and cookies, but we've got a great show.
Yeah, they do.
Jesus.
Well, congratulations. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you that I recently got my blinds in the bedroom done. Now, one of these blinds goes across a sliding glass door. So it's super long. It was 96 inches.
Whoa.
And the other one was 76 inches on the other side, a little corner window that I had. And the blinds were a million years old, and they needed to be replaced. So I called blinds.com, and I took the measurements myself, did a fantastic job. But I also looked at that, and I said, you know what? With Carla and the baby, it's a two-person job. For me, it would be. I just didn't know whether I was up to the task. So although I should have gone with the do-it-yourself thing, Blinds.com offers the professional installer. And I said, you know what? I'm going to use this. And if it works out for me, I'll share it with the listeners. Well, this guy, I swear to you, came in to our house, was in our house for maybe 15 minutes.
Wow.
It was the most rapid installation I have ever seen. We're talking about Blinds.com. They've got the greatest prices. I installed my own shutters in the kitchen, and I used their professional installation to install blinds in my bedroom, and the entire process was as easy as it possibly could be. Now, I work with Josh. He is my personal design consultant. He made it a snap. We went with blackout blinds in the bedroom, so now Mrs. O'Mara can sleep probably 17 to 18 hours a day.
Well, just
it's
like
absolutely
Carrie.
Incredible.
Just like Carrie.
Plus, their SureFit guarantee means that installation is always perfect, even if you measure wrong. Didn't measure wrong. I was so proud of myself. That's all I did. Hurry over to Blinds.com, where you'll find great discounts all April long with your favorite brands and upgrades on sale. You got to see the value that's waiting for you. As always, get free color samples, free shipping, and free expert decorator advice, plus prices that crush store prices. Best of all, customer service that will genuinely make you smile. These guys love their job, and you'll love them right back. Blinds.com, as seen in Mike O'Mara's kitchen. Okay.
You know, I'm really
glad
you
don't have Kathy's number, right? We don't have that.
I think I actually do.
Do you have Kathy's
I'm glad
number?
You brought up the audiobook, because Oscar came to me very concerned after we came back on Tuesday. He says, I think we need to have a date where we record. Because you know what his excuse was first, Mike, was that it wasn't that
he never should have been given that. He does a lot of things extremely well. Recording text is not one of them.
Well,
so
his initial claim was he's nervous when he records around you and I.
That's
but,
true.
Yes. But
that's
now
not a claim. That's the absolute truth.
I think what it boils down to, he's nervous around you. Because I've been invited to come in George Martin his session to somehow fix it.
Well,
that'll
I've done half of the
readings. Have you?
Yes.
You've done half?
Yeah, I just don't think they have. Because what's great about you guys is you'll give me the direction of how to read it.
Mm. Yes, I know.
I just want the direction.
I know. And it's something you've always been very open and honest about as to the fact that it's not your cup of tea. And,
not my thing.
So Rob will punch it up, and Rob, listen to the other stuff and make sure he doesn't need to do it.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll do lay in some of his stuff. You know, David Niven's last movie, his voice was actually done by Rich Little because he couldn't talk anymore. So maybe I'll just be his David Niven.
Was that the big casino with the...
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Lots of cigarettes in those days, unfortunately.
Should we call her on Skype?
Yeah, let's call her on Skype. Let's see what happens. Maybe we'll get through. If we don't get through...
Are we calling Kathy or Mom?
You know, we're calling Kathy.
Okay.
Is she home or at work?
Well, that should be a cell phone number, I would think.
Okay.
I hope it's a cell phone.
We have both, actually.
Okay. I would call her on the cell.
I don't know why I'm so connected to your sister.
Really creepy, but okay.
I noticed that she keeps her phone with her at all times, and let's see what happens. Just want to give her a heads up. Don't think she needs to run out there, but I have to share this, that we were in the middle of a phone call on the show. And
I think it's going to be okay.
It's best when you share worry, Mike. It cuts it in half. Let her shoulder some of this.
And you're entertaining the world right now.
Yeah.
You don't have time to think about this.
That's true. There are millions of people that need your witticisms. Maybe the phone's upstairs.
What is that? That sounds weird.
Maybe she's out on a walk.
Could be.
Yeah. You can call her at home if you'd like.
Yeah, give her a call at home.
at home.
Let's see what happens. Let's try that.
Does she have a phone on every level?
No, they're all, my whole family's phone challenged. I swear to Christ.
If you don't mind, Rob, your code once again, please.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry.
The screen went
blank. I'm phone challenged as well. It's just I'm having a great deal of trouble focusing on the actual broadcast.
It's okay. It's understandable.
You know what? I just saw how I have Kathy put in to my phone under job. It says, Mike O'Mara's sister. That's her title. Like if she was on the news being interviewed, it's, you know, when, like, say when you pass and they go for the obituary and it'll say Kathy Parsley.
I just think she's going to be home at this hour. That's not what she does, you know, unless she's cleaning up after all of us. The O'Mara house, the Mike O'Mara family.
Were you messy? Were you particularly messy?
No, I mean, Carla cleans up when we leave. But, good guess. A baby and all that good stuff.
Baby. A baby.
That first ring sounded weird.
It sounded Skype-y. I think it was just a Skype ring.
It was Skype. Yeah, I think we're okay.
We're okay with Skype. All right.
You don't want to leave a message?
Try the cell one more time.
Your mom's or Kathy's?
No, Kathy's. Kathy's right. Cell.
Sorry, a lot of family members.
Yeah.
Apologize.
And then we can move on and I can tell you. So the workout regimen is something that my wife runs ahead of me after a certain point of walking.
She doesn't even wait for you?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
But she's, because she goes at a quicker pace than I. Tony, were you lifting your hand up to say something? Or
no, what? I was lifting a water bottle.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
He likes working out during the show.
Nobody's reachable. Nobody's reachable in Boston.
Let's try his mom one more time.
Yeah. All right.
I'll call. No. Stop it. No more Skype. I'm going to call her.
Big money.
And we'll
no
see.
No whammies.
No whammies at all.
She might be in an appointment. I don't know what she's doing. I don't keep track of her. You know, that's just not the way it works.
Is today the day they do bingo?
Mike, have you ever thought of installing a drop cam in your mom's house?
What is that?
Mm-hmm. No, I can't even get her to get to come on.
A drop cam could be a monitoring camera for Mike, where he just wants to peep in. He can. It's creepy, but
surveillance camera. Yeah. Well, I mean, you could call like a baby monitor. It might be better.
I think we're gonna do that for my mom.
Really?
Yeah, because
put it by the phone so she can't call the
No,
QVC
we're just
going to
put
anymore?
It. We have a security system in the house already, but if we had a video,
Hello, can we call you on Skype? That's the fake number you're getting that you don't know of. We're going to call you on Skype. Can we call you on Skype? Hello. Well, we're just going to call you. You've probably been not recognizing. We're going to call you back. We're going to call you back with another number. That's us. We're calling it on Skype.
No, your
face is not going to show. We're just going to call you right now. Okay, bye. We'll call you. Bye. God damn it.
How in the world would her face show?
Well, because she thinks we're calling her. She knows Skype. She thinks we're going to call her on Skype.
She thinks we're going to call her on Skype with FaceTime, that type of thing.
Can we FaceTime you and put
now
your face
Skype
on
Skype? Now Skype crapped out again! The worst phone system ever. Oscar.
It's going to be all right.
Oscar.
Yes.
I'll do it. My own money.
My own money.
I swear to God, I'll go to the well. I'll have a fire sale. I'll put another yard sale out in front.
You need help pricing stuff? I can be there in 20 minutes.
Something's wrong here.
Well, I have her right number.
This is not the way.
Hello?
Oh, there we go.
There you are. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Well,
getting into.
Pay attention to caller IDs that I don't know.
I know you don't, and that's totally understandable. Here's the deal. The reason we're calling you, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, this is my sister, Kathy. Just had a wonderful weekend at Kathy's house up in Boston. So, Kathy, here's the thing. So, 95th birthday, I'm calling Mom. We pre-call her. We're going to have her on the show. She's excited about it. I say, we'll call you right away. I read her little short story that was published, and then we make the phone call. We get her on the line, and then, bam, dead. Dead as a doornail, nothing. We call back.
The phone line, Kathy. God. The phone line.
No, she's not dead. My God, no.
She scared the crap out of me.
I know. Oh, did it sound like that?
You are the worst sibling ever.
Yeah.
You are the worst.
Why am I the worst sibling?
Clearly, you told that story.
Yeah, you can't tell someone that.
No. We called. The phone died at like 5 seconds in. She was saying hello. Well, it's nice to be. And then click dead. Mm-hmm. Old age home phone system. Your number has been forwarded. It's nothing's working, and we can't get through to her. And it's driving me out of my.
You want me to solve this problem?
Yeah.
How?
Oh no! I know. I mean, I thought you were.
Do you want me to drive?
I thought
out there and charge her phone.
Do you, she always had.
She's always got her phone charged, but maybe today she got a ton of birthday calls, so it's been off the hook all morning or something.
Ah, good point.
Mm,
so you think it might be? You think it might be a charging issue?
I talked to her for probably half an hour, and I think perhaps others are checking in, so maybe that's what happened because her phone is really well charged.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So can you try her back in a little while?
Yeah. We'll call her back after the show's over. In about 3 hours, we'll do that. That's what we'll
do. Oh, no, too bad. I'm sorry. Yeah, but I don't think she did it intentionally.
I know. I just so you think that's what it probably is, that, on her cell phone? I mean, her regular phone?
Yeah. I don't think we need to call 911. I think her charge, it is highly likely that her phone has been off the hook all morning getting calls. And probably, lost it. Maybe wasn't fully charged.
Kathy, when you just said that you don't think she did it intentionally, but you were laughing when you said it, was that your way of sort of making fun of our show?
No, I always listen to your show after you've been with family, because I'm always curious about your take on things, and it was delightful. And I thought your intro about Ben was hilarious.
Well, we had
that was sweet. She listened to the show.
Yeah,
she listened
to the show. We had a little discussion about you today. When I was saying I just got back from my sister. She doesn't have a house. She has a treadmill and a stair climber. That's what she has. And
I didn't hear that part.
No, that's the part where.
No, that was today's show. Okay, that's why.
Your house is vertical. To be honest with you, and I said that it seems like your pace, yours and your husband's, walking around the city has gotten a little faster. And I mentioned that, no one's getting any younger anymore. And then there might be a fear of death factor in there to a certain extent that's resulting in
that. We'll take our chances.
See, that's somebody who's 7 years old. That's somebody who's 7 years older than me and knows what kind of shape I'm in. And that's a confident, cocky answer. They're going, we'll take our chances, fat boy. Why don't you keep sitting in that recliner in Florida and see how long you do?
I thought you kept up very well.
I did.
Walked 3 miles every single day. So
yeah, I did. I did, and it was wonderful.
I think you did well, and I think it was probably great for you. So,
and I think I have to say this: was it not one of the best weekends we've all ever had together? I thought it was really special. I really did. I thought everything was special.
Really a fun weekend. I'm sorry that the Monday was so crummy, but other than that, it resulted in, you saw some of my commentary afterwards about Cade. So that was pretty amazing. It was fun. It was fine. And Ben had a huge, huge eating grin on his face when he crossed the finish.
Language.
So.
Good for him.
Sorry.
You're good for him. That's awesome. Well, thank you for the great weekend.
It was great.
And I just wanted to let you know that, if she's incommunicado for the next 2 or 3 days, someone might want to call Elizabeth over there at the home and have her, check
later on her. Today, I'm quite certain that's what happened. So she should have called me, though. She's probably panicking that happened. So
I'll give
her a call shortly.
All right. Make sure. I'll try her later on, but make sure that if you get in touch before I do, make sure that I'm let her know that I'm fine with her letting me down on her 95th birthday.
You're gonna lay a guilt trip on your 95-year-old mother, please.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. Thanks for the weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye,
thank
guys.
You. Bye,
Kathy.
Bye.
There she goes.
Mike, I don't think she did it intentionally.
all right, we'll come back. We're up on a break.
We
blasted the break. Of course we did. I'll tell you more about. I want to talk to Rob Spiewak also about his college lecture series.
Yes.
And find out how fruitful that was. We'll come back on the Mike O'Hara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Last night, Mrs. O'Mara and I enjoyed another fine bottle of Cameron Hughes wine. They find premium vineyards, if we haven't told you this already, that have a little extra supply. Then CH Wine buys those extra bottles, sells those exceptional wines direct to you at a fraction of the cost. Now, there is big news on the Cameron Hughes wine front, folks. Cameron has extended the April Showers promotion for one more day.
Oh,
that means lucky you. Lots of their amazing wines are discounted to under $10. Absolutely, today only, 90-point award-winning wines are a steal with additional savings up to 30% and free shipping for my listeners. Only at chwine.com with the password TMOS. There is no excuse not to try CH Wine today. This offer ends at midnight. It won't last. Neither will these 90-point calves. They're fantastic. It's the perfect time to stock up for graduations, barbecues, Mother's Day, all of your summer fun.
Yes.
And save some for Dad now. I love Cameron Hughes Wine, and you will too. The proof is in the bottle. The only way to get on this deal is to visit chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left, and enter TMOS. Shop the April Showers page to get wines at a crazy discount. Plus, save big with free shipping. It's a no-brainer. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. This offer expires at midnight. Go get some amazing wine right now.
Awesome. Thank you, Cameron.
To the show. All
Oscar,
right. You look like you got some resolution or something.
Yeah,
like
let's go to Skype if you
all
don't
right.
mind.
All right, very cool.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Mike, did you think it was
the boy
nice?
Cried wolf.
Did you think it was nice that Kathy had a half hour with your mom today?
Hi, Mom.
Are you again?
Yes. Oh, my God. Did your phone die?
No, something must have happened at your end because I was still connected.
I got a funny
noise going burp, 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 and that was it. So I figured something had happened.
Yeah.
Well,
newfangled inventions.
It's the technology. It's the new technology. But I just wanted to say we had such a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and you know, it really was just it was special, I think, for everybody. And I everybody
well,
was talking about the fact.
It certainly was for me. I said to your sister this morning when she called, I have never had a better weekend.
Oh, that is so sweet. I have a few questions, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, Oscar. Go ahead.
My first question is, how proud of you are you with Ben O'Mara?
Why don't you start again? How proud of you?
Yeah. How proud of you are you?
No,
with,
how proud are you?
Oh, damn it!
All right, very
let
good.
Let him talk.
I'm not from this country. I apologize.
No shock.
Ben O'Mara, what an accomplishment, right?
Well, as I said, you don't feel it's an accomplishment. Sometimes you feel, how did I live so long? You know, like the man said, if I knew I was going to live to 100, I'd have taken better care of myself. And that's kind of the way I feel at this point.
Well, you look
very
great.
Sweet.
And you know, I as I told you, it's tough. And it is tough. And anybody that knows anybody that's lived into their 90s, you know, physically, there are issues all the time. But mentally, you are still, for everybody that was at that dinner table on Saturday night, you know, you're a joy to be around.
Aww.
And you know, you're I'll say it publicly, it is such a joy to still have you in our lives. And you know, nothing has changed anybody's mind about that. And it's such a fun time to be around you, and you still lift everybody up when they talk to you on the phone or whether they see you or not. And we all feel that way. And I think you know that. I think we're pretty good at letting you know that. But that's the truth, Mom, and it's the way we all feel. And I'm sorry to get all buttery on the show, but I do that occasionally. And I was just so glad that you were able to come out and join us for dinner out in Lexington, Mass. It was a lot of fun.
I was so happy to be able to do it, too, you know. Did you hear what your sister said when you gave me all those lovely presents?
I don't really care, Mom, but go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and let me know.
I said, don't you remember? I said, what if I die before next Wednesday and I've got all these presents? Kathy said, keep the receipts.
That's our family, everybody. That's our family. Well, Mary, have a wonderful birthday. I know you're going to have fun with your drunken pals over there at the home. I know it's going to be lots of fun.
No, we got drunk last night. We're not going to do it tonight.
Yeah. For her 95th birthday, Mike, she got a hangover.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, when Kathy, we just had Kathy on because we got disconnected, so we called Kathy, and so it's been a whole family thing with Ben. And, Mom, Oscar was asking before not how you felt about your accomplishment. How did you feel about Ben O'Mara running the marathon and that accomplishment? How did
you know,
feel
nobody
that?
Told me that's what he was here for. I just thought he was visiting.
Oh, you just thought he was visiting. Everybody left you out of the loop. He ran the marathon.
Nobody told me. And I wondered why Ben had come from California, you know?
There you go. Once again, 95 left out of the loop. Well, now you're in the loop. He successfully completed the Boston Marathon.
And on Monday morning, she said, good heavens, he's taking a very long walk today. I don't know why he's not back yet.
Well, we love you. Happy birthday. I will talk to you.
Thank you. You've made my day, all of you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Mom.
Happy birthday,
thank
Mrs. O'Mara.
Darren.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, dear.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, there we go. There
what
we
a
go.
Great
See, there's your
moment.
Payoff.
That
That's closure.
Awesome.
That's yeah. closure. I need
oh,
it. Look, you get a little wigged out on a significant
of course.
Birthday mm-hmm. like this.
Oh,
you kind of get
sense.
Mike,
you know,
I'm the same way when I call you and you don't answer.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate
Mike,
that.
Mike, would you like me to quickly text from Skype Kathy saying she's alive?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll do that
alive.
For
Very
you.
Very good.
With a smiley face. Now on to Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
So we have made no secret about the fact that here at the Mike O'Mara Studios, we need to get new interns. And
right.
Not the Mike O'Mara Studios, or the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. And I actually rewrote the opening a few days ago and messed that up, so I wanted to include that. Now that it's Cappy's birthday as well. But we need interns.
And it's not that Mac isn't doing a great job.
Right, right. We don't get interns as regularly as some of the other shows, radio shows certainly, and podcasts. And mm-hmm. we don't get interns because, well, the bottom line is Rob was in charge of getting the interns.
That's right.
Why we don't get them.
Exactly
and so Rob
right.
has renewed his commitment to getting interns. I never knew it was hard for you when we had the other show. It's been hard for you over the years.
What's that?
And getting your claws into interns.
Well,
now,
the thing is that, as is the case with so many aspects, it's we are not, even though we are a radio show, we're not a radio show. And I think that sometimes...
But I'm saying it was hard for you when we had the radio show.
That's
well,
true, but that was never on me to get interns then.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Yeah, it's right. usually on the promotions department.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It takes care of that, and then they interview them and then siphon
I'm
them
sorry,
off.
I didn't mean to blame you on that.
It's okay.
That's, you know what? It's fine.
So much more fun.
Oh, well, you know what? It's fun for everybody.
Is it Kathy with a K or Kathy with a C?
With a C.
Just thank you.
So what I did is we've listed, you know, the internship opportunity. They have like almost like a Help Wanted ad section at colleges, and we've right. been listed at American University, we've been listed at George Mason, but we just haven't gotten any action. So a kid that I know in my neighborhood is a sophomore at George Mason, and I said, can you arrange an introduction with the guy that teaches your radio production class? And he said, sure, he's a good guy. His name is Roger Smith. And I knew his name. He's been at Mason a long time, and I've heard about him through other people that are Mason alums.
Okay.
And I said, hey, you know, we need interns. Would it be possible I could come in and speak in your class? And he said, I'd love it. And also, you could talk about podcasting and you know, where your show is now as to where it was, say, 10 years ago. And
so
then at the
you
end,
get,
you can head up
I
for
would
interns.
I would be riddled with anxiety with that task. I would probably not even do it. The idea of speaking in a small group has always been something, and I've told people this, I've
right.
been honest about it, that it bothers me. Were you a little nervous about
yeah,
going
I was,
in front of a small class?
Because, and actually something I wanted to talk about in today's bonus show, is very different. I did career day at the middle school, and
right.
that was the taste in my mouth.
Okay.
And it was not a good flavor.
Okay, so you were coming off a bad experience, and you went. And yesterday, is that when you spoke
yeah.
to the college?
Yeah, I went out there to George Mason, and
what did you wear?
I wore a
button shirt,
button down shirt, and then khakis and hard shoes.
Tucked in or not tucked in?
You even have to ask?
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm
the
just
fashion, Mike, is to leave the shirt untucked, especially yes, when you're sure. morbidly obese and
yeah.
skirting death.
Yeah, that's the fashion.
So, anyway, Oscar, you know what? You take five. Mike and I will handle this.
I go to college
yeah.
with grown men. All their shirts are tucked in.
Fantastic. Another day that he mentioned he's going to college. It's terrific.
That's all I have, man.
It's
you
all
your records. I have my education.
So I meet him. I meet him at the statue of George Mason right on campus. And you know what's funny is a guy.
That's the one that says knowledge is good on the market,
right? That's
right.
It says pay 20% down. That's the motto.
I wish you had that Animal House music. That would be fantastic.
As someone.
I picture Rob getting ready in the morning. Carrie, I'm going to the college. I'm going to be speaking to Delta House. I'll be speaking. Dean Wormer is actually going to meet me at the front gate, and then I am making my way over to the classroom. It should be a lot of fun.
Sure. Come on in.
He's talking and he's finding the Animal House music at the same time.
Oh, so I don't have the score of Animal House. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Go ahead.
But anyway, I meet him at the statue, and he's right away, he hands me a gift bag, and it has a mug that says George Mason, which I don't care about, and a pen that says George Mason, what I don't care about, but also he validated my parking, which was great.
That's a win.
So it's a win. We go in, and I go to the classroom, and I don't know what I was picturing in my head. I saw a lecture hall. I saw a podium. I saw something like from Back to School. And he ushered me through what looked like a food court in a mall, past the college radio station, down some steps, and into a room about twice the size of our studio with
a
conference table.
It's a student union.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is. And we sat down, and we were the first ones there. I got a tour of their radio station, and it's a college station. Yeah. But being a radio geek, I dug it. I like seeing the equipment and stuff. And then we went into the conference room, and exactly, Mike.
Thank you.
Nice.
And sat down at the table, and the students started trickling in. There was first... three or four. But when all is said and done, I'd say there was probably 18 or 20 kids that came in, mostly juniors and seniors.
Nice. Yeah,
that's a pretty good class size. Now, is it voluntary? Or what? Rob Spiewak will be speaking today, guys. You can show up if you want, a class of 120.
Yeah. It was, I think it was MassCom 340, but he opened it to all his students.
Nice.
So they could come in and hear me
speak. So we had about 2,000 guys that said no thanks.
That's right. A lot of people that are not really into our track. So, but
wow. 18 is solid. 18 is solid.
It was not bad. And Roger Smith, who could not have been nicer, actually introduced me. He had like a projector from his laptop and put my bio up on the screen.
Oh, that's cool.
Talked about my past with, you know, starting with you and Don and going through to the Terrestrial Mike O'Mara Show and where we are now.
Talked about the intern experience.
Talked about the intern experience. It did come up, as a matter of fact. Right. And so then I sort of walked through and talked about getting fired and how through Oscar's thought of starting the podcast, how we began and how we got to where we are today. Yeah, but I also talked about how it was you had to explain to us what a podcast was.
Yeah, I remember Coastal Flats. You guys were looking at me like I was an alien.
Yeah, it was like 6 years ago, and I had to explain to these guys, and I thought, oh my God, 6 years ago, these guys were 12. They're kids.
Yeah.
They really are kids. And I mean, I started with you, Mike, before these guys were born.
Exactly.
And that really puts the stuff into perspective.
Sure, and it also turns off all the young kids. What was the reaction from the class?
There was a lot of booing, catcalling. they threw tar and feathers.
Rob, excuse me, class, will you please let Rob speak? Thank you.
No, it was very, very positive, and handed out cards and handed out the email address, so I hope to hear from them to generate interns. What I said to them is I said that podcasting is the future, obviously. And you might not think it's a great idea to, you know, attach yourself to a smaller program like us as opposed to a big radio station group. But what we can offer is so much more. We can offer you on-air stuff. We can really specialize. If you want to learn how to run a board, I can teach you. Yeah. If you want to learn production, I can teach you. If you want to learn computer stuff, Pony can teach you. Yeah. You will really, really get a lot out of what we do because we're a smaller organization.
And you're doing it for everybody that's listening right now that might be interested
absolutely.
In an internship. You know, the bottom line is we've got Rofo and the other guy.
Mac
and
Attack.
How you doing, Mac?
Yeah. Hi there.
That's nice.
Oh, nice.
Mac, how?
Right on point.
This is so dangerous what I'm doing
oh,
here.
Oh, please don't.
Mac.
Yes.
How have you found the experience of being a Mike O'Mara Show intern?
It was wonderful. It's been wonderful the
it's
entire
over?
Time.
Yeah.
It's over today.
I love that he spoke in past tense. That shows a real forethought.
Like he doesn't want to come in. What are you doing this summer? We expect you to be here.
I'm here this summer.
All right, thank you.
You know, would you say that the Mike O'Mara Show is a haven for misfits?
Absolutely.
There he goes.
Have you felt that you, really how about this? You know, you've probably faced challenges your whole life. As we all have. I mean, everybody, Mike, am I right? Everyone faces challenges, right?
Absolutely.
The struggle is real.
But do you think that when you came and became a part of our merry band of gypsies, did you really flourish?
I did not. At the beginning, no.
No, let's try this again. Oh. As you faced the challenges of your life, and I'm going to give you some time to think about your answer, knowing that the last one was wrong. When you came and joined up with us at the Mike O'Mara Show, and we allowed you to really be you, do you feel that you came into your own?
I absolutely did.
Yes, you see.
Thank you.
Right, and if you're out there and if you feel challenges, this is the place to be.
He has grown as, I would say, as a human being.
I agree.
Right?
I agree. Mm-hmm. You know what? Gone are the days.
Is that fair? I think that's
well,
fair.
I'm all the way down here in Florida. Hard for me to see it from up here.
Mike,
okay,
two
from
times.
Down here, rather. Sorry.
In my life, I have yelled at Pony two times. Mm-hmm. And the one time that I really yelled the loudest is when he came back in and I said, don't you ever leave me in a room alone with Mac again. And you know what? I'm okay with it now. So, there I mean, things have changed.
Actually, Mac doesn't realize it's really one of the reasons I moved to Florida.
We'll let you reason. When we come back, it's news you may not need, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Mike Romero Show.
Hey, Sanjeev, are you ready to go to the gym with me? I will be in a sec, but right now, I am updating my Mike Romero Show app.
Mike Romero Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was a mango, but I guess it's an apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It is the easiest way to listen to the Mike Romero Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike Romero Show app. It is new and everybody is talking about it.
I updated yesterday. And I love it.
You tango on Android. Will it work for me, SA?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Both platforms.
The new Mike Romero Show app. Download it and improve your life today.
We love it.
Yay!
Wow. Thank you again, Mike Brunner. Rob. Mike Brunner did that.
Really funny stuff. I love that. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Vistaprint. Listen up, small business owners. Right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. I restocked my wallet yesterday, so I'll be handing them out all weekend. When you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout, that's right, 500 business cards, $9.99. That's $9.99 for 500 of them. It's never been easier or more affordable to make a business card that screams you, and Vistaprint makes it fun and easy. It's old school. Handing out business cards is absolutely old school.
Well, what it is, Mike, it's classy.
It's classy and everybody still does it.
Yep.
It's still a beautiful way to get you noticed. And you can pick from tons of cool industry-specific designs, add your own info, and you're on your way. Or you can even upload your own artwork or pictures. We've all made cards at Vistaprint.com, and they always turn out great. I hand out my TMOS cards all the time. If you want to go all out, upgrade to their signature stock, baby, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. Vistaprint also has everything from marketing materials like custom flyers and banners, custom apparel, all of it guaranteed. If you're not happy, they'll make it right. 500 business cards on sale, $9.99. There's never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this offer. Hold on just a second. Let me just get everything fixed here. There we are.
News!
News! Yes, siree. News. Been one of those days, technically. Yes, siree. I'm going to do it. I mean, you know, I am anal retentive that way, so I have to do it again. Hit it again,
Louis. News!
Thank
news.
You.
News!
Matthew McConaughey.
Hey, Ellie.
Is pretty dedicated to staying fit, and when he's not making himself emaciated to play AIDS patients, he always looks fantastic, but it might surprise you to learn that weight training has little to do with it. He
really?
Says, quote, I go with whatever role I'm playing needs.
Mm.
So if I'm doing an action movie or a football player, I go to the gym and hit the weights. I haven't done anything like that in years, so I haven't really picked up a weight for 4 years. How about that?
You know what's funny is if you ever get a chance to see it, it's occasionally on cable, watching him in Dazed and Confused.
Yes.
It might as well be a million years ago.
I know.
It is so funny.
So he's just naturally ripped?
He's naturally ripped. He's doing a Civil War movie now, and he has to stay at 174 pounds. That's his fighting weight. And he's just doing sit-ups and push-ups. But yeah. I bet he's doing a ton
must
of them.
Be,
well,
I
the
mean,
thing
must
is,
nice.
the role he has in the Civil War movie, he really can't be muscular. He plays Mary Lincoln.
Mary Todd Lincoln. The Sally Field role, baby. Yes, sir. Ben Affleck is admitting that he asked the producers of Finding Your Roots not to reveal that one of his ancestors was a slave owner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is, you know, Ben. You know, Ben always just a little too over the top. You know
he's
what
involved.
I mean?
You know what he is? He's very involved.
Very involved and just a little too wanting to control the world.
Yep.
In a Facebook post, Ben said, quote, I didn't want any show about my family to include a guy who owns slaves. I was embarrassed. All right, he's being honest.
That's true.
The very thought left a bad taste in my mouth. They decided what went into the show. I lobbied them the same way I lobbied directors about what takes of mine I think they should use. This is the collaborative creative process. It's important to remember that this isn't a news program. The assumption is that they will never be dishonest, but they will respect your willingness to participate and not look to include things you think would embarrass your family. Okay. I regret my initial thoughts that the issue of slavery not be included. We deserve neither credit nor blame for our ancestors. This is really... there are a lot of things I hate about technology, but one of the things I might like about technology is I think it is keeping us honest a little bit.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, everybody gets it. But do you think when I read something like that, do you think there was some dick at the... you know, at the Finding Your Roots program that says, oh, okay, we'll let the world know that he didn't want that.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Somebody wanted to be an ass. You know?
And anyway, look how important I am. This is what I found out.
And also, right. I think that the trail on this was started with that initial Sony hack.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the emails that led them to this story started with that Sony hack that was that dates back, what is that, like 2 months ago?
Yeah, that really almost destroyed that studio.
Yeah, nasty
but it's
stuff.
Funny when you think about Ben. I might react the exact same way if I was that level of celebrity and I thought that that was something I didn't want anybody to know about.
Yeah.
Who'd want anybody to know about that?
Why publicize that?
Yeah.
I mean, the only guy that I know that loves really talking about his German roots and his enthusiasm for it and the Hindenburg is Rob Spiewak.
Because as everyone knows, I'm German.
Yes, yes.
Not German.
German through and through.
Not German. Mine's, Polish.
Everyone else might think that.
Well, you know what?
Yeah. It's a lot of collaborators in Poland, Mike. Rob, there were. A new survey found the average person has totally judged you and made up their mind about how you live within 26 seconds of entering your home. Here are 10 of the snap judgments they use.
If you have a piece of the Hindenburg.
If you do. I've done this when I walk into a home. Here's number 10, the amount of random dust.
Yes, I think that's valid.
Can walk in. Number 9, can relate to this, kids' toys lying around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you walk in and they're just everywhere and there's been no effort to clean them or straighten them or any of that.
Step on a Lego.
Incidentally, can I give a little shout out to my wife? She's absolutely amazing about that. And when Elizabeth came down to visit, Carly tasked her with doing the same thing. He's a walking, talking, throw everything on the floor machine right now. Everything gets dumped out on the floor, and it's constant, and Carla stays ahead of it, and I don't know how she does it. Number 7 is piles of mail stacked up. That gets into the whole hoarders thing.
It does.
Let me see. Number 6, whether the way you decorate it is modern or stylish. Okay.
Really?
That's interesting.
I suppose.
Decorations on the walls. How nice the couch is. I have a yellow fabric couch down here in South Florida.
Does it not have sort of a print?
No, I wish it did. I think it's time to put that out on the curb.
And you know what's sad is because of your climate.
It's been devastated.
Because of your climate, you really can't go leather.
Well, it's because of the 21-month-old that, and let's be honest, daddy liking that one corner where I sit. You guys know where I sit.
A little wear and tear.
Yeah, it looks like a dog bed right now.
Just a little bit of sagging, yeah.
Number 3 is any stains or marks on the walls. Number 2 is the amount of clutter. And number 1, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Remember this. No, wrong thing.
Oh, yes.
It's the amount of smell in your house, how your house smells.
Yep.
So if you have cats, it's something to be mindful of.
You know, when I delivered furniture, that was always the most creepy thing about, because I'd go into 12, 13 houses every week, on a day even, and the distinctive smell of houses that smelled unclean, they could look clean.
Exactly.
But there would be a distinctive smell, like the dishes had been out a long time. That's a nasty thing.
The smell of rotted food.
Yeah, not
fetid,
good.
Rotted food.
Fetid.
If you keep your body nice and groomed and it still hasn't translated into finding a boyfriend, ladies, maybe it's time to go the exact opposite route. Des Tobin is a professor of cell biology at the University of Bradford in England, and he says that it might help you attract a guy if you stop shaving your armpits.
Really?
Here's his quote. In other mammals, body hair is very important for dispersing odors such as pheromones.
pheromones to help you attract mates. Shaving your underarm hair could mean those odors are not dispersed into the air so quickly. Of course, that's not all well and good, if you're going to be turning somebody off by the look. But he says scientifically it actually works. Men are attracted to your pheromones, but once he spots your hairy armpits, the deal might be completely.
You got to hide them with your arms down to the side.
Yeah, exactly. Walk like a penguin.
You know, we had a lot of women at the old WJFK that didn't shave their armpits. We should have asked them about that. What a shame. It's too late for that.
I can think of so many names.
It seems like, don't go there. It seems like another lifetime ago that Paris Hilton couldn't be seen without her Chihuahua Tinkerbell stuffed into her purse. Well, that's not going to happen anymore because I'm so sorry. Tinkerbell has gone off to a farm to live with that family in the sky far away.
Oh, it's an ex-Tinkerbell?
Yeah, it's very, very sad.
Oh, sorry about that.
Paris broke the news on Instagram yesterday. She said, quote, "My heart is broken. I am so sad and devastated. After 14 amazing years together, my baby Tinkerbell has passed away of old age. I will miss her and think about her the rest of my life. I love you, Tinky. You are a legend and will never, ever be forgotten."
That's sweet. I'm actually surprised that the dog never ate any of her Quaaludes or did lines of blow.
It's true.
And died of an overdose. Yeah. That would have been the odds. And the interesting fact is, and kind of sad also, that Tinkerbell actually smarter than Paris.
I'm surprised Nicole Richie lived longer than the dog.
This is true. So thin. And now a little something something. A Wamama teen is hospitalized at Tampa General Hospital after he was bit on the face.
Did you bite your face?
By a cottonmouth snake on Saturday night.
Oh God.
That's a bad thing. Cottonmouth snakes are also known as water moccasins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Investigators say Austin Hatfield, 18, yes, that's his name, had captured the snake several days earlier, put it in a pillowcase, and kept the pillowcase on his bed.
Naturally.
At some point on Saturday night, the snake escaped, and the teen grabbed it close to his chest. The snake then bit him on the face. Emergency crews responded to the home at about 11:45 p.m., transported Hatfield to Tampa General, where the teen is in good condition. The snake was euthanized and was brought to the hospital for identification. In Florida, it is against the law to possess a venomous snake without a permit. No charges have been filed. Also found in the teen's bed was an expired lottery ticket, a NASCAR hat, and a small chocolate pie. Thank you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. It's Tony Perkins.
It's Gary Stein.
This is a very special episode of our podcast because it features
Ringo Starr.
And Ringo tells us about the first time the Beatles came to America, what it felt like to be on that airplane.
24 years old.
Be sure to listen. Search for The Tony Perkins Show on iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I know you've heard us talk about our Amazon page for a long time, but I want to take a moment to have you really, really listen. We all shop on Amazon, right? So here's the deal. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. Not much, but it does add up. We've always said that our listeners are like partners in our business, and we need your help. The one simple click of your mouse really helps to keep this boat afloat. If you're shopping Amazon anyway, please shop in a way that helps us out. It's easy, it doesn't cost you any extra, and it means the world to us. So, whether it's electronics, printer ink, groceries, office supplies, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon, and bookmark it. That was good. Or click the Amazon button on our website, or click on the shopping cart icon on our app. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and we thank you. So check it out, Amazon.com through the Mike O'Mara Show page. We appreciate it. Without further ado, let's open up the mailbag. I'm sorry, the audio vault for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, I know that you are happy in Florida. And there are, you know, there are so many
things. Happy and exhausted right now.
So many
2 days back, 2 days back, and I feel like I've run the Boston Marathon myself after these phone issues today.
There are not many things that would make you want to come back to D.C. However, I saw a television commercial today that might make you want to come and make the trip back home.
After a spectacular career spanning 50 years, one of the greatest stars of our time makes her final curtain call. Dame Edna gives audiences a chance to bid farewell in an all-new stage spectacular. Dame Edna's Glorious Goodbye.
Hello, Parsons. Join me, Dame Edna, on my final farewell tour.
At the National Theater, April 21st through 26th.
With a scary thing, Mike, look for this commercial online. It's got young Dame Edna from like the 60s when it's like, is she trying to be hot? I don't know. I don't know. But then she comes up with her purple hair and says,
hello, Parsons. Join me, Dame Edna.
So great.
How old is like the guy that does Dame
Barry?
Edna
his
now?
Name is Barry something. He's got to be. He's got to be in his 70s.
I found it here.
Yeah, you have.
Dame Edna is apparently. It doesn't give an age. It's like her own page.
It's the Dame Edna webpage.
Yeah, that's the character.
The Wikipedia
that's the
doesn't
character
give an age.
A woman never reveals her age, Oscar, so you won't get it on there.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Rob, would you ever go to that show? I would go with you.
I don't think there's anyone in the world I would go with except you.
Barry Humphries is 81.
81! 80 wonderful. Oh,
wow. Good for him.
That's fantastic.
But his character's wiki does not give an age.
Wow.
You know, I'll check out the page because I would imagine Dame Edna. I would never get Carla to go to that show. She would never go to that show.
I would go.
But you know,
I
would go to this.
All right.
I mean, if he's 81,
let
and
me
he's
see what I can do.
Around.
Let me see what I can do.
You know, maybe the Florida swing. You know, maybe Miami. I could see Dame Edna.
I think that might be where Dame Edna's core audience might live.
Absolutely,
in Florida. Mike, in this day of social media, it seems like it's been a long time since we've had a good baseball rave out.
Right.
Yesterday, the manager of the Reds, Brian Price. This was an audio interview that was posted. It's a long interview. It's over 6 minutes, but in 6 minutes, he gives us 77 F-bombs and 16 additional curse words. Let's hear a highlight.
I don't get it. I don't get why it's got to be this way. Has it always been this way? Where we just tell everybody everything? So every opponent that we have has to know exactly what we have, which relievers are available, which guys are here and which guys aren't here, when they can play, what they can do. It's nobody's business. It's certainly not the opponent's business. We've got to deal with this. I'd like to talk, and I have spoken as candidly as I can with you people. If that's not good enough, I won't say a thing. I'll go yes, sir, no, sir. And I can do that. But I've been as candid as I can be about this team and our players, and we got to deal with this. Every team that we play has to know every guy that's here and what they can and can't do. Me. It's a disgrace. Sick of this. It's hard enough to win here to have every opponent know exactly what the we bring to the table every day. I don't like it. That's what I'm saying. Make it very clear. I don't like the way that this is going at all.
Day F in baseball, Mike.
Now, do you have the uncensored tape?
Still looking for it. We'll have it someday, I'm sure. But it's not.
He makes a great point. Now, this would be masterful if he goes on this rant and then for the rest of the season, all he does is sleight of hand. Right?
Yes, sir. If he really yes or no sir the rest of the season. Yeah. Hey, you know, he makes a point about modern day press coverage of athletics. You know, you do know every single guy.
Used to be
you had some secrets, but that's not the way of the world. But I mean, it's not like it's a secret that you know what a guy's status is, who's going to be playing that night.
It's hard
to
control the message as well because half these players have their own social media outlets,
exactly.
And they will tell you what is wrong with them.
Exactly.
And they'll bitch. And they'll bitch if they're not getting the playing time that they want. And this is the time of year where they recognize what a long slog it is till October.
Yep.
And these guys definitely get a little burned out. They've been going since February, and they're probably a little crispy, especially if the start's not what they
expected. Bad start. Can you imagine if Babe Ruth was on Pinterest?
Or Instagram.
Yeah, I want to close today a clip my father sent me. I didn't realize it in the movie Key Largo, Humphrey Bogart, Edward G. Robinson were into our network. Mm. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Listen, soldier. Thousands of guys got guns, but there's only one Johnny Rocco.
How do you account for it? He knows what he wants, don't you, Rocco?
Sure.
What's that?
He wants more, don't you, Rocco? That's it. More.
That's right. I want more.
See, he just wants our network. That's all
the
he
more
wants.
More radio network. That's exactly what he wants.
That's
thank you very
your
much.
Magic audio ball. Have buddy, a get great us out of Wednesday, here. Come everybody. On
that's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And on a personal note, happy 95th birthday, Mary O'Mara. Woo! If you want to correspond with our show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag like we did today, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, we rely on your word of mouth for bonus shows, for Amazon, for everything. You are our partners. Please tell people about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Hello, Parsons.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.